Welcome to the Wellness Sherpa podcast, where we engage with passionate leaders, holistic thinkers, and disruptors who courageously share their personal journey, mission, and wisdom with you. Together, we create a safe space to empower you to live your best, most vital life. Thanks for being here. Okay, so hello everyone. I am so excited to be coming live from Cabo, Mexico, with the absolutely stunning, brilliant Jana Danielson, who also is a dear friend of mine, and I just absolutely adore her. She is the founder of the Cooch Ball, and she is in the process of launching a new brand called Bloom Better. And so I am thrilled to be here with you today, Jana. Thank you for inviting us here in this beautiful community and for being my friend.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that we're able to do this like this instead of sitting behind our laptops chatting with each other. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah. So tell us about the Cooch Ball. I remember when I first heard it, I thought, what the heck is that? And how it was birthed.
Yeah. You know, it's, I think so many of us that are in the space of wellness and healing come to it via our own journey.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, I was on like corporate track, wanted to did my MBA, was going to like bust through the glass ceiling. And then I was gifted a pain journey and, you know, 4 years of undiagnosed digestive pain. Anybody that lives with pain that long, you know that where the pain originates, 4 years later is not the only pain you experience. So by then I was like really chronic headaches, barely could get out of bed in the morning. And as a 21-year-old, I was on 11 different medications a day, and I started experiencing pelvic floor pain and issues with my pelvic floor. So, you know, coughing and sneezing and peeing a little bit. And I was 21, and that freaked me out because all I knew about pelvic floor health, and I was teaching fitness to pay for my tuition at university, so I was starting to learn about the body, but I hadn't had kids and I definitely was not in perimenopause or menopause. And I couldn't understand why I was having these issues that I thought only happened to new moms.
Right. I was going to say those are classic to know for, you had a baby or you're in menopause, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, the day my doctor told me that my medical team decided that the pain was truly in my head and that I was seeking attention, right? The next 6 months was like darkness for me. I didn't know if I would ever live without pain. You know, my then high school sweetheart just, you know, asked me to marry him. We were newly engaged. I wondered, why would I go through with the wedding? Why would I give this man a lifetime of, you know, an ill wife that couldn't enjoy life? I didn't know if I could have kids. We wanted kids. So all those, you know, those voices in your head start to become such, give such impact into how you see your life. And then I had what I call my Madonna moment, like literally my Madonna moment. So I was in the grocery store, saw Madonna on the cover of a fitness magazine, bought the magazine, opened it up, and there was an article about Pilates. I've never heard about Pilates before. It looked like a yoga class when I looked through the pictures, but there were words, I've told the story a few times, there were words on the page that were literally jumping out at me. Healing, movement as medicine, alignment, breath, and I couldn't ignore the tap on my shoulder. I didn't know it was going to completely shift the trajectory of my whole life. And it did. And so the corporate world became a thing of the past. I was so intrigued by this form of movement because 4 months after my first class, I was off all my medications.
Wow.
Didn't know, like didn't still believe that moving my body and breathing could heal what 4 years of doctors and specialists could not figure out. But you know what, Jen, in those moments leading up to throwing my last bottle of pills away, I realized that I was looking for healing in the wrong place. Growing up in, you know, the belief that with Western medicine, you got sick, you went to the doctor. In our small town, you'd walk across to the pharmacy, you'd get your prescription, and 10 days later, you were better. Growing up with that belief system, it was quite empowering for me when I realized that the healing was in me and I didn't have to go.
Such a big message.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what? I started teaching Pilates. I got certified, started teaching out of our basement. Our boys, our three boys were under 5 years old as a hobby because I was building my human resource consulting practice. Four classes turned into eight, turned into 16. We were still farming then. We sold some extra grain, bought some Pilates equipment. And before I knew it, my little hobby in our basement was, you know, over 40 hours a week of people hearing about this woman that was helping people heal. And it was time to start our commercial studio. That happened in 2010. We expanded in 2015. And when I expanded, I created an integrated health therapies clinic. So I brought in practitioners and clinicians who had a very similar mindset to me, that the body is magical and it can heal with the right support and the right understanding. So chiro, physio, massage, acupuncture, naturopathic medicine, holistic nutrition, Reiki, reflexology, body talk. And through working with my clinicians, pelvic floor health is such an innate part of Pilates because it's part of our core, right? So when I was teaching breathing in my classes, I would always cue, you know, pelvic floor, and started doing these pelvic floor workshops that would sell out at my studio. And these were mostly women that would come. And I found that over and over, I would do these workshops and I would go home and I would say to Jason, something weird is happening. Like, these women know me. They like me, I think. They trust me. And yet when I would start talking about the pelvic floor, they would not make eye contact with me. Mm. It just, like I said, it felt weird. But yet at the end of every workshop, there was a lineup of women in tears telling me that I just spoke to their soul. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, why are we not having this?
Right. Why, you know, shame.
Yes.
Right? So much shame around it.
Yeah.
Pee in your pants. Pee not
in your
fun.
Pants. No. So I had another moment, like the Madonna moment in 2014, when I was at a Pilates conference doing a workshop with a urogynecologist from Nevada. And he was presenting his research that he had just done, a study with 2,000 women looking at 200 different exercises from Pilates, yoga, personal training. Because what he was finding is, as a pelvic floor surgeon, he was starting to see women on his surgery, in his surgical room, 2 and 3 years after an original, you know, mesh pinup.
Yes.
And he started asking his colleagues, is anybody else seeing like repeat customers?
So they were coming back.
Yes. Because it didn't work last year. Or it worked for 2 years or 3 years. And the message from his colleagues was, yeah, we're seeing repeat customers, but do your job. You're a surgeon. Do the pinup, get the mesh back in and send them on their way. And his response was, but this isn't right.
Yeah.
Right? These are muscles.
Right.
Just like any other muscle in our body. So we are doing these women a disservice. And then he said this, through his research, he found that 90% of pelvic floor dysfunction is not a medically diagnosed situation.
Wow. That's huge.
Right? So then he continued that statement by saying 90% of pelvic floor dysfunction is actually rooted in improper breathing, poor posture, and lack of pelvic floor fitness through mindful movement. And it was kind of like time stood still in that moment. And I was like, what? You mean that? So then that means that I, as a Pilates instructor, 9 out of 10 women
can heal.
I can heal with educating them and inspiring them with this education, with the mindful movement, teaching them how to breathe with their diaphragm, improving their posture. And only one of those 10 women needs to seek some sort of medical treatment. And that just like lit a fire under me. And I knew that breathing was important. And we'll talk about that in a bit. I knew that posture was important, but I also knew that like plants need sunlight and water. Like we need nutrients through our food. Muscles need blood flow, right? So when there's a lack of blood flow, there's going to be dysfunction because those muscle fibers don't have the nutrition they need to do their job, which is function, which means they know how to work and they know how to rest. Right.
So I'm gonna interject here one thing. Not once have you said the word Kegels.
No.
So tell me about that, because I grew up in the era, I'm in my 50s, and I grew up in the era of Kegel, you know, after having a baby, that's what's gonna strengthen your muscles.
Yeah.
And you talk about hypo and hypertonic. So share about that, because it completely changes the conversation and the paradigm.
It does, because so first of all, let me say that about 1 out of 3 women are dealing with some sort of pelvic floor dysfunction. All right. And that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Then of those one in three women, 70% of them are the word you use, hypertonic. So hypertonic, if you gave your kids too much sugar, they would be hyper. They'd be bouncing off the walls, right? Hypertone means hype. It means tense. It means an inability to let go and be dynamic. Many people think that hypertone equals strong,
right?
That a tight muscle is a strong muscle. And there is just as much dysfunction in a tight muscle that does not have the ability to move or morph or respond to a cough or wearing high heel shoes or picking up bags of groceries. There's just as much dysfunction as there is in a hypo, H-Y-P-O, lacking tone state. So here's why you haven't heard me say the word Kegel. Most Kegels are taught, or at least how I was taught and how other women have told me they were taught, is you think about stopping the flow of urine and then starting the flow of urine, right? So you're doing the squeeze, release, squeeze, release. So if I took that strategy to other parts of the body and you came to me, to my Pilates studio, and you said, Jan, I really want to improve the strength in my upper body, I would never say to you, all right, Jen, I want you to walk around your house and I want you to squeeze and release and squeeze. And like, I would never train any other part of the body that way. So why on earth would we ever use that strategy for the pelvic floor? Because what's happening is in those 70% of the women that are already hypertonic, they're Kegeling their days and weeks and months away, and they're exacerbating their issues. And you know what? And then they think, I got to do it more. It's not, you know, it's not quite working. So maybe I'll do 3 sets of 20.
And I used to do them in my car. I did them anytime that I could.
Yeah.
Or exactly. It was like Kegel, right? It was like constant. That was my practice.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what I was doing, but I was strengthening my pelvic floor.
Yeah.
And it didn't help one bit.
No.
It actually made things worse in my case.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
I created, so the Cooch Ball was there, you know, there was this vision to create a fitness tool because I did have pelvic floor physical therapists over at my clinic, yet I wanted to create something that I could and my instructors could use with our clients in classes, that they could learn about their body, they could feel. Because it's one thing about learning, this is what a pelvic floor should do, right? I mean, the pelvic floor is a group of 14 muscles located in our pelvis. It's almost like a hammock, mm-hmm. Okay? The pelvic floor supports the pelvic organs, the bladder, the uterus, the rectum. The pelvic floor is involved in walking, running, jumping, standing, peeing, pooping, sex, delivering. But like it's a muscle that does a lot. And guys, you have pelvic floors too. So many men think that just because I do not push babies out of me, that I don't have a pelvic floor, but that's not actually true. And for men, a lot of pelvic floor dysfunction will show itself as chronically tight hips. Erectile dysfunction as well is a major indicator of pelvic floor strength or lack of. And, you know, Jen, I just read a study that came out of Japan that said they have now correlated a man's stride, like his walking stride, to his potential of basically getting erectile dysfunction.
Wow.
Because our hips get so tight, a muscle called the psoas gets so tight, which means the pelvic floor is getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Not allowing blood flow in through to the penis. So guys that actually have a shorter stride are setting themselves up for potentially having an erectile dysfunction issue down the road.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it's,
I mean, to me, this changes the entire conversation, right? Because again, you know, that the Kegel, however you want to say it, was really the mainstream thing. It was in every magazine and it was, you know, all of the advice. And I mean, I think I was using the Cooch Ball, and I want you to share more about what it is and how it works. But I used it maybe 2 weeks and I didn't have as much urinary frequency. I slowed down in my frequency. I was one who would sneeze and, you know, have a little baby accident. And so I didn't want to jump rope when I was working out because, you know, gosh forbid if I would have an accident in class.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, all that stopped.
Wow.
I mean, so to me, I was shocked. It's like, this can't be. That absolutely cannot be. And then I gave a few to a friend, you know, some friends, and they had the same experience. So share about this beautiful Cooch Ball.
Yeah.
And like what it is and how it works so we can help our audience.
So this is it. And I, you know, in this age of like AI and technology and, you know, all the wearables we can wear in our biohacking, you know, attempt to just be the most dialed into our health and wellness, I sometimes feel like, you know, this little ball needs to vibrate or do something more technological than it actually is. But this is as simple as it is, right? It's a 5-inch ball because for both men and women, it fits very nicely in the angle of the bones of the pelvis. And what you don't see and why this is drastically different than a ball you would buy at a department store is the layer. So there's the bladder of the ball. And then we found this really unique nylon thread that has a little bit of tensegrity to it. So we wrap the bladder of the ball in this interesting pattern, and then we put the cover on the ball. And why we do that is because, and let me tell you, when I was searching for something on the market that I couldn't find, as the mom of three boys, I went down to their toy box, Jen. I sat on every mini basketball, lacrosse ball, like every ball you can imagine. And I was kind of like, it was kind of the three bears, like, that's way too hard. That's way too soft. And I couldn't find the Goldilocks just right. I could not find that. And so that's why, I mean, you know, as an entrepreneur, we see a problem and we want to solve it.
Right.
So that's what you basically do with this and how it works. You'll notice it's got a little bit of squish to it. So we want to be mindful of the sympathetic nervous system. So the sympathetic nervous system is the fight, flight, freeze. And when there's something that is like, if this was rock hard, it wouldn't be unsafe. The body just wouldn't respond to it in as optimal as a way versus if there's a little bit of give, right?
And it would not feel, it would not
feel great. And I need to say this. So when you sit on the ball, we talked about blood flow a little earlier. You get on the ball and you start breathing diaphragmatically. Now the diaphragmatic breath is key because the diaphragm is like the roof of our core. The pelvic floor is the floor. And then we've got four abdominal muscles that make the cylindrical core, the six-pack muscle, the internal and external oblique, and then deepest to our body or our organs, our spine is the transverse abs. Okay. Those abdominals wrap us like a corset. They give us shape. They give us support. So when you're sitting on the couch ball, the weight of the body with the diaphragmatic breathing creates a similar experience to encourage the fascial tissue, which is restricting blood from the muscles, from around the nerves. The weight of the body creates this experience. So the fascia starts to melt. Blood flow starts to make its way back to the pelvic floor. We talked earlier, blood flow is the nutrition,
the key,
right?
Right.
And when you're breathing, I'm not going to say there's not an ouch factor because there could be a little or a large ouch factor.
And I will say personally, initially, there was definitely an ouch factor.
Yeah.
After, by the end of the 2-week period, very minimal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's what's important to know. We have become so adverse to pain, right? We get bombarded with, you know, advertisements about this over the pain, you know, over the counter pain medication. And it works now for 12 hours, not just 8 hours. And so pain, in my perspective, is a communication strategy of the body.
Exactly.
And if we mute it, we never actually find out
the messages, right? Yes. That the body is actually trying to communicate.
So what I found with the women and men that I've worked with is the ouch factor and the health of the pelvic floor is actually inversely related, meaning the higher the ouch factor, the lower the health of those tissues are, or the poorer the health of those tissues are. And that's what you experience 2 weeks later, as you committed to your 3 minutes a day, fascia gets melted, blood flow, oxygen-rich, nutrient-rich blood gets to the area. So day by day, it was like you were giving your pelvic floor almost like CPR with that blood flow. You woke it up and reminded it, our body is so innately intelligent. It knows. You're not teaching it anything. You're just helping it remember.
Right.
And you're creating an environment for that remembering to happen. So that's what happens. We found at about the 3-minute mark is a really great, the 180 seconds really gives the body time to settle in, do your breathing, start melting through those fascial restrictions. And for some people, they'll literally start with like 15 seconds and it might take them 2 months to work up to 3 minutes.
So is there a specific way to sit on the couch ball?
Well, everyone's body is different. So I get this question all the time, like my butt cheeks are on the floor. My butt cheeks are off the floor. Do you want to sit on it?
Sure. Okay.
So we may have to change the angle.
Let's see here.
Oh, other way.
There.
Okay. Perfect.
So
okay.
I am sitting. Is it okay if my leg is bent or is it better if I straight?
You can, so you can have your, you can have, you could be cross-legged. You could have both legs straight. You can be, you can get down on the floor if it's available to you. Many people, depending on what else is going on in their body, just can't get down on the floor. So you can sit on a chair, your bed, the couch. What I say to people is your breath is your guide, right? So if you got on this and you started holding your breath, right, I would be like, all right, Jen, we're going to either take a little bit of air out or we're going to sit on something that's got more cushion to it.
Yeah.
So the ball can sink down and then it's not as, So that's literally what it is. So the pubic bones are in front, the anus is behind. So it's right on an area of the body called the perineum. Many people don't even know where that
what
is.
That is, right?
Help. But it's almost like that. It's like in a deck of playing cards, it's almost like the spades.
Yes.
Area.
Yeah. And it fits just right. So yeah, turning the camera back here.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
So that's how you sit on it.
I actually have taken mine on an airplane, a long airplane ride.
Too, yes.
Because you're sitting for a long period of time and getting no blood flow.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you know, what's great is, you know, as, because this little tool is not, she's not just a one trick pony. Talking about being on a plane, when I take mine on a plane or even on a road trip, I'll put it under like my leg, under my hamstring, because when we've been sitting for 60 minutes, 50% of the blood flow to our legs has been decreased.
Wow.
Right. So we get up sometimes from our desk or from a road trip and you kind of feel like, you know, the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz after a heavy rain, right? So it takes you a few steps. So there's lots of ways you can do this. I use it with my clients for gut health. We lay on our stomachs and do some work on a really important muscle called the psoas. I use it for breast health all the time, side lying, front lying, right? So,
well, you have a whole school around this. So I share about the school because you're sharing. And then I want to talk a bit about constipation, because that's the other huge shift that I noticed is I have been chronically constipated my whole life. And when I started using the Cooch Ball, it all went away. Like, because everything's connected, right?
Everything is connected.
And I was very hypertonic. I'm a holder. And this...
Yes, my husband might agree with that.
But seriously, I mean, I am not holding anymore because I'm bringing blood flow. I'm breathing. I'm very consciously aware.
But let me ask you this. Did you even realize that you were holding?
No.
No
idea.
That's the thing, right?
No idea.
You don't know what you don't know. That just be, you could have even thought, well, that's, I'm relaxed. But if you don't know any different,
right,
then that becomes your definition of what that feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk about Cooch School and what your inspiration was behind that and who it suited for.
Yeah. So, you know, this, the ball really is the tool that's part of a larger system. So what I found with working with women, like literally in movement for 20 years, is that we do better in community.
Yes.
And why, do you know, I think it was probably like maybe in the 60s or early 70s, there was that, I remember there was that like advertisement of that woman. She has like the kerchief in her hair and she's got the red lips and she's like making her big bicep, right?
That's Rosie.
Is that Rosie?
Yeah, okay. It's Rosie.
Okay. I feel like that message missed the mark for women.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I mean, I feel like at that point there was probably a shift away from women's, you had to be independent. It was that independent woman. I can do it on my own.
Yeah, it was the masculine energy,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, go do it, right? And I think the intention behind that was empowerment, but they totally missed the mark.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. And so when I created Cooch School, when I created the Cooch Confident Training System, which the Cooch Ball is a part of, I wanted women to join me in community to start to share and have the conversation. And that's really what it is. So, you know, the system is the Cooch Confident Training System. You are not ever left on your own. You know how to fill the ball. You know how to sit on the ball. You learn how to breathe. There is a 30-day experience I call Coochology, which is a part of it. And it's almost like it's like an orientation program where for 3 minutes a day, I literally end up in your inbox and you get to, if you choose, hit play on the 3-minute video and we do our cooch ball experience together, because we know with confidence through experiences from the women in our community that after 30 days, depending on what is going on in your body, women are sleeping through the night because they're not having to get up to go pee. They are.
That one's huge.
Well, it is huge, yeah. Right? Like it's, and we just, it's one of those things again, that we just kind of buy into that belief system because we're getting older.
You're getting older. So right? Yes, of course you get it, right? Go to the bathroom.
Confidence and sensuality with self starts to improve. Maybe you're not sleeping with, 3 feet between you and your partner. And there's, just more confidence in your body, more connection to your body, less pain during intercourse, especially for those women that did have the hypertonic pelvic floor. And you talked about constipation. Like those are things that people don't, constipation, bloating, chronically tight hips, even some sciatic pain, plantar fasciitis, like you might like cold, tingly feet. Like these are all rooted in pelvic floor, or the pelvic floor is playing some role in those occurrences in the body.
Yeah. So how can people learn more about Cooch School?
Yeah.
Where did they go?
So really it's a part of the Cooch Confidence System. Head over to coochball.com.
Okay.
And you'll get to see a little bit more about what the Cooch Ball is all about. And Cooch School basically is your step to becoming a part of the community.
Okay. Awesome. Well, one of the things that we have such in common is just that the body is an amazing tool. It knows how to heal. Both lovers of supporting women, and that everything's connected. Mm-hmm. And so let's shift over a little bit to Bloom Better.
Oh, okay.
Because, I haven't known you that long, but I feel like I've known you forever. And in the short period of time we've known each other, I've totally seen you blossom and bloom. Mm. And so the Bloom Better brand that you're creating is just, it's you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay. So
what was the inspiration behind that? And then we'll leave the audience with some things that they can do for their own health and wellness.
Sure. Yeah. I love that. So I have been searching for products that can support and complement what I've been doing for almost 20 years, which is using movement to heal. Mm. And that saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So I feel like I've been like this Padawan, and now this Jedi Master has come into my life, and everything has become very clear, because Bloom Better, the vision for the brand was just as you've teed up so beautifully. We have become, I believe, the divine feminine is searching for something better, which is very noble, right? I deserve better, but I'm not sure how to get there. Or those voices in your head, or maybe the people around you are trying to convince you that maybe you don't deserve better. Or maybe you're looking at your friend's Instagram feed thinking like, damn, that's the life I want, right? So the idea for Bloom Better really is quite simple. It means, like, Jen, if you are a daisy, be the best freaking daisy you can be. Stand tall with your beautiful, petals. Even though you might want to be that, that classic, beautiful, stoic rose, you're a daisy. So what can you find in your life to help you from the outside in and the inside out? Because when you're your best daisy, your family notices it, your workplaces notice it, your community notices it. And that is what I believe is going to truly up-level this planet into our next iteration of what we are meant to be. And so the Bloom Better supplement and nutrition line is, it feels like my fifth baby. I got three that I physically pushed out. Then I got the Cooch Ball. And now Bloom Better is... she's ready. She's ready to, land and impact women in other ways that complements, like I said, or supplements, no pun intended, what the Cooch Ball does from a pelvic floor and a women's health or women's wellness point of view.
Yeah. So when does that actually officially launch?
Well, so
what's the date?
We're here in March. So by the end of this month,
We will be.
Yeah. And so you can even go check it out. So if you go to janadanielson.com, you will see two buttons there. One takes you to Cooch Ball. One takes you to Bloom Better. And the products are there. I mean, someone could, if they get inspired, I had fun with this brand, and frequency and vibration are really important to me. And so I built that right into the name. So I've got this really cool AM and PM metabolism product. And so it's metabolism vibes, AM and PM. There's a digestive, like a 2-week colon cleanse that we have in the line, and we called it poop vibes. Right. So
you're having fun.
I'm having fun with this, right? Our hero product is for women, skinny vibes, and for men is hot dad vibes. And we're bringing a very high quality dihydroberberine product to the market to naturally help men and women find glucose support, to find, you know, longevity, gut health, all of that. And so that's real. I'm just so proud of how this brand is coming together, and that I get to share it with the world.
Ah, amazing. Well, I can't wait. And I didn't know I could go check it out now. Yeah. So I will definitely do that. So I just want to come back to one thing, and I want to talk about the word shame, because I feel like it's so, you know, so important, because as women, it's something that, you know, and I think it's a lineage thing. When I go back and look at my mother and my grandmother, it's like an inherited energy that we've carried. Even from the point of kind of walking with our heads down, not making eye contact. And I think that's started to shift. But this conversation, this is a huge paradigm shift, because when you have more confidence, when you feel supported and you're in community and you have the tools, the shame just disappears. It goes away, right? It gets replaced with confidence and with trust and with a self-knowing. So do you want to share anything else about that? Because you have such wisdom.
Well, I do. And I'm trying to think back to when I actually learned this. Probably it's been a couple of years now, but the main nerve that runs from the brain to the pelvic floor is called the pudendal nerve. All right. This nerve does two things. It's a motor nerve and a sensory nerve. So as its role as a motor nerve, it sends messages to and from the brain, right? When to relax so we can, you know, pee or poop. You know, if you're having sexual intercourse, there's the sensations of everything from pleasure to pain. So this nerve, I learned the Latin root of the word pudendal means a place of ashamedness.
Wow. I have goosebumps. I knew you would have something very profound.
Well, and it's still like, when I share that, it's still like, I can hear the words when I say it, when I share it, but it feels like it's hard to get out, because it shouldn't be like, what and why about this beautiful magic cauldron is shameful,
right?
It's like, it's where life begins. Isn't that beautiful? Right?
The spark of life.
Yes.
And light.
Yes. And if you think about contrast, like we've been talking here and visiting over the last few days, spending time together, and you know, the contrast of, you wouldn't know what darkness feels like if you didn't know what light was. You wouldn't know what sad was if you didn't know what happy was, right? So we need that in our lives. And so I often wonder, like, the contrast or the opposite of shame, is it confidence? Is it, I don't want to say boastfulness, because sometimes boastfulness can have, you know, some connotations of not as positive of an emotion, but I just feel like it's time that we
own it, shift it and own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's our time.
It's our time.
It's our time. Mm-hmm. So what would you like to leave the audience with? What tools can our listeners, men and women, mm-hmm. because this is a conversation for both,
yeah,
that you would like to leave?
Sure. So two really pragmatic things are, we talk about diaphragmatic breathing, and I want to just do like a quick little demo, because people might be thinking like, what is that? So I want to just frame this by saying that, you know, babies are the most pure diaphragmatic breathers on this planet. You lay them on their back and you watch their belly rise and fall with every single breath. They haven't had, you know, they haven't had falls. They haven't had trauma. They haven't had fears. They haven't had all these things, you know, in their body that start to change that. So when you're breathing diaphragmatically, essentially you're using this big muscle in the rib cage called the diaphragm. It looks like a mushroom cap or an open umbrella. And remember earlier from our conversation, the diaphragm is going to touch the pelvic floor. So if you were to place one hand on your belly button, I'll do this side, and then one hand here on this flat bone called your sternum. When you inhale through your nose, the bottom hand should fill with your flesh and you should feel your waist, your body breathing into your waistband that fills it up. And on the exhale, the opposite happens. You breathe out of your mouth. The bottom hand melts back in towards your body. And the top hand here is a placeholder. If this top hand is actually moving more, what you've actually done is you have reassigned the function of breath. Yeah. Right. You've sent it to these muscles in your neck called the scalenes and sternocleidomastoids. And these little muscles, they're like little strips of beef jerky. They already have a job. They hold this bowling ball up on our spine. And now we're saying, oh yeah, little beef jerky muscles. Can you also, whatever it is, 22 or 24,000 times a day, can you also breathe for us? So those of you who can't wait to get to your massage therapist or acupuncturist or, you know, chiropractor, because you are jacked up all the time, probably you have shifted your breathing into your neck, unbeknownst to you. You're not using your pelvic or your diaphragm at all. And you are just breathing in tension into your life to create this chronic situation. So that's number one, is learning how to properly breathe. It also taps into nurturing your parasympathetic nervous system, easier to sleep, brain fog goes away. Then the second thing from a postural perspective that's super easy to learn and understand is proper posture through your feet will dictate the structure going up. So your feet are like a stage. It's your performance every day. You're getting onto the stage at Radio City Hall in New York City and you are ready to take on your day. Or are you getting onto a stage maybe at a dilapidated school that has like rotten wood and nails sticking up? How do you want to perform your life? So when you understand that 60% of your weight should be in your heel bone, it's called the calcaneus, 40% of your weight should be across the widest part of your foot, not the toes, not the toe cap.
Your toes shouldn't even touch, right?
No, they should be light. So where your toes meet the main part of your foot, if you can understand the 60-40, weight distribution, it may feel totally weird, especially since most of us are ski jumpers. We have about 80% of our weight forward. Gang, if you can shift from neck breathing to diaphragmatic breathing, if you can shift from ski jumping posture to the 60-40 posture, those two simple things alone that cost you no money, they take a little bit of brain space and focus and take some time. Which you could actually be doing them both at the same time, practicing your posture, stack on your diaphragmatic breathing, gift yourself those few minutes. Those two things alone will shift and the trajectory of health will change.
And these are tools that you teach in your school.
100%. And you know, so many more, right? We teach the basics and then we get to have fun and drill down. And you know, educating, inspiring, and moving women and men to become the best version of themselves is really, that's my purpose, right? To help women, especially, fall back in love with themselves, or maybe love themselves for the first time.
Yeah. Well, I just absolutely adore you. I learn from you every time we chat, and you're fun.
Yeah, we've had some fun.
Silly. Yeah, fun and silly. But you know, you present it in such a way that's so easy to understand and it's not complicated. And I love the fact that so many of these tools are free. And it's just about intentionality. It's about practicing. I think that's key. Is I noticed, you know, the pooch ball, that it wasn't just a one-time thing, right? It's something that I've done regularly. And even my husband does it. And we do it when we're sitting in our chairs, desks, do it on a plane. I usually take mine with me on vacation. And I always find that I'm using it in some way.
And it's about gifting yourself the time. Like how many times in a day do we think, oh, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. But all those, that's just a mindset shift. That's the language we use. That is a choice. So you could choose to not make time, or we sit so much during our day.
Great.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
There's got to be one point where this is, you know, within arm's reach, sit on it and
sit on a ball.
Sit on a ball. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time and your education and your energy. I just love
you. It's
been
so fun.
Oh, yeah, too. All right. Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. And don't forget, you can find Jana and her brilliance at janadanielson.com. We'll have that in the notes. And as she said, two places to go, Bloom Better, Cooch Ball, Cooch School, Coochology, all things Cooch.
All things Cooch.
All right. Thanks, everyone.